Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
All right, we need to take a break now that we've crowned D Queen of the Universe.
Mm-hmm. I'm basically crowning as we speak.
You're soaking in it, Madge.
I just cacked my pants, big fatty.
It was just the afterbirth.
Bye, listener.
No, that was pizza from Pizza Villa. Extra pepperoni, bitch.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm basically crowning as we speak.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3669. LBFO for right day, the 25th of February, 2022, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I did not hear Boston Josh. Unsubscribed? You don't have the micro hoist. Oh, I've got it over here now. Hello, Toothless Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right day. It's going well. Y'all, you're toothless today because, why are you toothless today? Big Fatty, we don't know. It'll come to me.
Where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all remember why your tooth is, had to do with that crema music, because y'all, it has been, can you believe it's been months since crema, y'all, it's the tooth, it's, anyway, Big Fatty, we could have gone all day without that, anyway, y'all, this weekend, we have not one, but two, I say, chew, celebrations of exiting the birth canal, y'all. The first one is today, and y'all, it's the first time we've presented this celebration of exiting the birth canal, because y'all, I just met this person in December. Y'all, do you remember when the Nip and I flew to the Hawaiian stayed with Woody? Y'all, his new, hunka burning love, I think the name, he was using was Patrick. I believe it was Patrick, on the little show, but y'all, I'm here to say that y'all, it's not. It's Corey. Oh, Big Fatty, I love Corey on the Waltons. Corey Beth. But anyway, and y'all, then on Saturday, y'all, a longtime listener to the little show. And y'all, I think he's been to most all of the Pride 48s. Y'all, he's down there in the future. Y'all, y'all, he loves to ring up the death phone. Y'all, I'm talking about, of course, none other than the one and only Artie Cruiser. Big Winnie, we love Artie Cruiser. it's true. So, y'all, if you see Patrick or Corey or, you know, Woody even, or RJ Groza on the 20 or the Metaspace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Big Fatty! More music, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
The Big Fatty Online Technology segment brought to you by Dubious Intent. Check them out, dubiousintent.com.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all woke up on Thursday morning with an e-letter from the future, you know, from that little Ozzy Battler, you know, that's Scotty. And Scotty said, hey, everybody, are your ruined at Big Fatty Online e-letter address is not working properly. And y'all, I had experienced this earlier, but y'all, I thought it was, I didn't know what it was. I didn't realize that it was something I had done wrong or whatever. But y'all, I've got a call in to the patron saint of the BFO. You know, that's Mr. Tim Kumal. And we're going to see if we can rectify it on Thursday evening. So, y'all, until you hear back from me, you can keep trying ruined at BigFattyOnline.com. But, y'all, you may also use The Big Fatty, all one word, THEBIGFATTY. At gmail.com. Big Fatty, you're so cosmopolitan with two e-letter addresses, it's true. And y'all, there may have been folks trying to send in so-so questions. Big Fatty, I think we all know that's not true. Well, that's probably true. But anyway, y'all, please feel free to use TheBigFatty at gmail.com until ruined at BigFattyOnline.com starts working again. Y'all, with Big Fatty, Mr. Tim Kumal, he said, oh, well, you got it. It's going to a non-existent address. And I'm like, I don't know how to, I got nothing. so anyway, y'all, he truly is the patron saint. But y'all, so just be prepared for testicle issues when contacting the BFO. Big Fatty! Celebration of exiting the birth canal. It's true. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, the nip stopped by, and he's got the seasonal allergies, and y'all, he was all snotty. Big Fatty, what about his cold? No, that's what was snotty. Oh, never mind. And after he left, y'all, I just watched some things on the TV machine, and y'all, then it was time for the finale of the Big Brother! And y'all, I was 100% wrong in my prediction of who was gonna win the Big Brother. Spoiler alert, once the folks got out of the house, they y'all, they watched the live feeds and all that kind of stuff, and y'all, they just decided, no ma'am, they were not gonna let Todrick's behavior win him $250,000. Anyway, if you haven't seen it, I won't. Big Fatty, they already know who the hell won. It was that Misha won, and y'all, she wasn't much better. they were in cahoots together. Oh yes, Big Fatty, cahoots. And after that, y'all, it was the big run. And y'all, the two hot guys, their team, y'all, they struggled. They were leading on lots of the different legs of the race, but y'all, they were in last place. And y'all, when they went to the mat, you know, they knew it was the end. And y'all, then Phil says, this is a non-elimination leg, and y'all, I literally screamed out loud. Y'all, I was so happy, but next Wednesday, it's the two-hour season finale of the Big Run, so anyway, y'all went to bed, and y'all had trouble falling asleep, because y'all, we're in that time of year where it's the nighttime temperature is, you know, it's a balancing act. You got to decide what you want to do. Well, y'all, I had decided I was going to keep the windows closed because the humidity was going to be high. And, y'all, then I got up later on and I said, no, I'm going to open the windows and get the breeze in here. And, y'all, I promptly opened the window and the alarm went off. And, y'all, and of course, you know, I put in the code and turned it off, and of course I have to call, and you have to verify your identity and admit how stupid you were. And so I did that, but y'all slept pretty well once I went to sleep. Got up, had my normal morning routine, coffee, Miss Gail King was not there. Y'all, I'm fucking the Sudoku up most every day this week. I don't know what's wrong with me. Big Fatty, we do. Went out, did my morning nipple walk. Y'all, came back, got my share, and y'all made soup. Made me another big old pot of the vegetable soup, and made me some squash and cheese casserole. And, then young Nicholas stopped by, and, y'all, he's here right now. Say hi, young Nicholas.
Hi, young Nicholas.
Oh, hey, Daddy. And, young Nicholas stopped by, and, this happened.
Welcome to the theater, you fool. You love it so.
And y'all, it had been a very long time since we had had a rehearsal of the ballet, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. At least it was on my part. And young Nicholas is agreeing it was lovely on my part. Y'all, it's just what the doctor ordered. And Big Fatty, I think you may need to see a new doctor. Let's see, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Heck, I see y'all out of horses. Dig up with a, well, you know, just, y'all, it's totally original, but not a whole lot went into it. So I guess originality is lacking up there in the Chicago. Yo, back to some so-so questions. Miss Bacon here says, do you ever want children? Oh, absolutely a so-so question. No. No. And I don't want other people's children either. So, but you know, you know, when there are gentlemen callers, I don't mind trying to have a child. Be ready, Evolga. Another one, from Miss Bacon. Did your teachers like you? Well, absolutely a so-so question.
Absolutely not.
No, well, you know, I don't know. Evidently, they either liked me enough to pass me, or they hated me enough to move me to the, you know, it's a social promotion, I believe is what they called it. So anyway, what was your favorite class, high school or uni? Absolutely. Another so-so question. Big Fatty, she's racking them up today. She is indeed. let's see. Favorite class. I don't know that I'll say this. In high school, I don't know. However, in college, it's very clear that my favorite class was, I don't know. but anyway, another one from Miss Bacon. Y'all, she's got 20 of them here. And some of them are two-parters. do you have a favorite sports announcer? And I cannot stand Joe Buck. So if he's your favorite, we are through. Well, Miss Bacon, thank you again. Absolutely a so-so question. And Joe Buck, does he get passed around, you know, pass the buck? Ready? That's terrible. I've hit the micro hoist. Favorite sports announcer? Well, although a so-so question, I'm going to have to say, I do have an answer to this one. A so-so question, but... my favorite sports announcer was me, because y'all, Big Fatty announced the sports ball for many, many years. I don't know how many of you knew that or didn't, but Big Fatty, you know, Big Fatty is a ham. Yes, Big Fatty, we know. We hear it every day. You're just walking around like a pig, like a ham. Oh, well, never. No, that's two different things, isn't it? It is. I kind of liked me as a sports announcer. Big Fatty, it's a good thing she didn't say it. And if it's you, we're through. Well, that's true, but Joe Buck, Jim Nance is okay, too. I mean, you know, oh, Nick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. I've learned from young Nicholas that he's going to be doing some construction work, so maybe he'll get all hot and sweaty and come by for another ballet rehearsal. Big Fatty, now you're just being creepy. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that was the kids from over there at the Mr. Cackle Show. And Dan, when you listen to the BFO, what is the residual effect?
I'm basically crowning as we speak.
Oh, Big Fatty, most people listen to your little show while they're crowning. I mean, this should come as no surprise.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.